Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, Dr. Eric Gottesman, director of the intensive care unit, North Shore University Hospital. Doctor, you're on the air with us here at 1010 Winds. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to speak with us. The president is talking about a bad week here. Have you noticed a surge? Do you feel like we're close to reaching the apex on Long Island from what you've seen at hospitals?
Well, you know, we can feel like we've been having a surge for the last 3 weeks. So it's hard for us to really tell if we've met a surge. We are still expanding our ICUs. We have anywhere between 130 to about 150 patients on mechanical ventilation in the last week. So we have a lot of patients. We're opening up new ICUs, and we're hoping that we've seen the worst, but we're prepared for more. We're prepared for a surge if there are more patients. We have enough ventilators, and we're preparing for the worst.
Where are those new ICUs opening?
They are opening up in the hospital. We have different units that are not normally ICUs converted into ICUs. We have recovery rooms turning into ICUs. But the engineers and environmental service and everybody has been, the administration has been one step ahead of every need that we can see. And so far, we're doing pretty well. But it's definitely putting a stress on the system. But so far, we're doing pretty well.
I'm sorry, doctor. I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised that you're okay on ventilators. Is that because the governor sent more to the county last week?
Well, we did get ventilators from the government. It's not to say that we're not stretched. And, you know, so far, we're okay. We are a little worried that if we have a big surge, we may be... we may have a problem, but right now we are doing pretty well, and you know, we're using everything we have and trying to invent new ways to use respirators and BiPAP machines, using our regular BiPAP machines, which are non-invasive ventilation, to make them more like respirators, invasive respirators. So we're doing a lot of things to take care of our patients.
Are you still looking to add to the ranks of the healthcare workers? How stretched thin are they?
So, both for physicians and for nurses, I think we're asking for everybody to come and volunteer and to help us. We need more ICU doctors, and we're getting them from people from around the country are coming in, and for nurses too. I know that they are hiring nurses, traveling nurses, and also getting locum tenens doctors to come and help us staff the ICUs.
Mm-hmm. You know, over at Mount Sinai in the city, there were some complaints among the staff, the healthcare workers, that they were not able to get tested. How about your staff? Anybody who needs a test, can they get tested?
Yes, you know, anybody who has symptoms of you know, a fever, a cough, shortness of breath, will get tested. I haven't heard any complaints of that. If you have symptoms, you will get tested.
That's good. I watched you on 60 Minutes, I guess a week and change ago now, and, Doctor, you said that you had to be so sadly witness to some families saying goodbye, sometimes over FaceTime. I imagine there was more of that during the week.
We have a lot of that happening every day. You know, since we've been in a COVID lockdown, nobody, no, the families can't come and visit their patients. So the families, the patients are isolated, and the families are isolated when their loved ones are in the hospital or in the ICU. You know, we have difficult conversations of what's happening, how sick they are. If somebody's about to be put on mechanical ventilation, we try to have a conversation with the family on FaceTime or Skype. So it is very difficult. We have those conversations every day, and I assume all over New York, physicians are having those conversations. One thing we're doing at North Shore in the ICUs is we have an iPad, so to communicate with the families. Once the patient's on the respirator, we have our social workers and nurses go into the room, gown up with all their PPEs, and they FaceTime with the families. At least the families can see their patients, you know, on a respirator, and I think it gives them a little solace just to see their families, their family members.
I'm sure that means the world to them. Doctor, before I let you go, any notable success stories of patients, you know, getting off the respirators, leaving the hospital?
We do. We've had somebody who's on ECMO, which is a, kind of like a bypass for the heart and lungs for about 5 days, who was extubated and is now going to the floors. And he'll need some rehab, but hopefully he'll get out of the hospital. We definitely had patients with asthma being intubated, young patients with asthma being intubated with corona pneumonia, and they've been extubated and they've left the hospital. So we do have some successes. We've noticed that people are on respirators, mechanical ventilation, for a lot longer than normal, but we are having some successes.
Well, good to hear that, and so good to talk with you this morning, Dr. Eric Gottesman, director of the ICU at North Shore University Hospital. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Stay well, doctor.